Welcome to the Owning Your Menopause podcast with me, Kate Roham, menopause fitness coach, author of the best-selling book, Owning Your Menopause, Fitter, Calmer, Stronger in 30 Days, and founder of the Owning Your Menopause app. Navigating this life stage can seem daunting and almost impossible for many women, but I want to help you reframe how you see this chapter. In each episode, my guests will share one thing you might be able to implement so you can start thriving through menopause and beyond. This podcast will help you see that you aren't alone and there is always hope and support. The Owning Your Menopause podcast is sponsored by Ancient and Brave. Ancient and Brave offers an award-winning range of collagen, MCT oil, and nootropic blends. Whether you're seeking mental focus, stress resilience, more energy, or joint support, their pure, potent, and easy-to-use supplements will help you achieve your health goals naturally. I start my day with Ancient and Brave collagen and coffee and finish with their nightcap blend, and I highly recommend you try it. I'm really excited for the two guests in today's episode of Owning Your Menopause. We know that everyone's experience of menopause is unique to them. And in sharing our stories, we can help and support others. And today's guests, I hope, will do just that. I am joined by Anna Goff and her husband, Darren. We will delve into menopause, marriage, career paths, and of course, tap into Anna's unique skills and how she's transforming women's lives by breathwork. Anna and Darren, welcome, and thank you for trusting me and agreeing to join me today.
Oh,
Anna, let's start with you, because I think, you know, maybe kind of like rewinding slightly before menopause, kind of what did you know about it and were you prepared? And obviously, Darren, please do interject at any point, because it would be interesting to know what you knew also about menopause and how Anna sort of was dealing with the whole thing. So Anna, over to you.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't really, because my mum, you know, I was in that sort of generation where it wasn't talked about. I just remember my mum having, you know, I'm going to be really blunt here, very heavy sort of bleeds, and that was sort of all that was ever highlighted to me. All I can remember for myself was that I was somebody who would have a little bit of PMT, you know, when I was having a normal cycle. And I remember somebody saying to me, oh gosh, if you have PMT, you're gonna have a really bit of a shit show of a menopause. I thought, great, thanks. But I didn't really, it wasn't completely overwhelming, you know, my sort of build up to the perimenopause. So it wasn't something that I had spent an awful lot of time doing research on, because like with you, Kate, and probably like a lot of women around our age, it wasn't really talked, it wasn't discussed. So no, I came into it sort of quite naive, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's what happens, yeah, to a lot of people. And I think, you know, certainly that's my experience. Darren, did you know anything about menopause before Anna's experience?
No, not at all. And I think, I hope I'm not putting anyone in the same bracket as me, but I think most men playing professional sport, or most men in general, would probably not have absolutely any clue about it whatsoever. Probably a similar thing growing up in a household. I had a brother who's 3 years younger than me, a sister who's 10 years younger than me. But I had a mum who's quite closed off. So my mum would never, ever speak to us about anything on a private matter anyway. It's kind of, I had to work everything out for myself. Mm. So yeah, menopause, I didn't really know what it was. I'd heard of it, and that's about as far as it went. I think what's happened during it is, but I quickly had to learn. And the reason I learned is because Anna filled me in at every opportunity she could to try and educate me and hopefully enable me to understand some of the issues that it brings. Because I'll be honest, I didn't have a clue. I just thought it was, oh yeah, you get a bit of an headache and it's all over, that's it. It's like having a tooth out. But obviously not. And it goes on. And it goes on, and there's many symptoms and many issues. And like I said, I was educated by Anna as time went on. And I think I'm in the same boat as probably a lot of men who are my age.
But that highlights your relationship as a couple, actually, because I think that there are some women that are too afraid to have those conversations. So I think that that, you know, if anyone is listening and, you know, their husbands aren't aware, reach out, talk.
You know, this Kate Baranoe Zixi lived through it with me. I went into my menopause early due to quite a lot of stress and trauma. So for me, it sort of, it knocked me sort of off my feet a little bit because it wasn't something, I think I was 45, so I'm 55 now. And I was having a completely normal cycle. So I think it's really important that we highlight this, that if women, especially if they're not listening to their bodies, which is a lot of what I talk about, especially if they've gone through quite a lot of trauma, especially if they're highly stressed, it really does impact the hormonal system. And that's what happened to me. So I sort of went through the traumatic events and I think we're running on the adrenaline. Everything was running normally. You know, the monthly cycle was normal. And then all of a sudden it was boom, without being too graphic. It just, there was no warnings. It all just went completely. And I was sort of thrust into not quite an early menopause, but the perimenopause came along a lot quicker for me. Because I think when you look at the parents and all the mothers and the grandmothers, it's sort of around 52 to 55 within my family. So it was a real, I think for me, I think a lot of us, we use the word menopause. I think the hardest part of it is the perimenopause, because that's when all of those ups and downs, the roller coasters, the changes, the hot flushes, the mood swings, the brain fog. You know, I just remember the brain fog. Did I put my phone in the fridge once? I was really lucky. I was able to get a private doctor, you know, and I'm so grateful to that, because I know a lot of women can't access that. So, you know, I don't take that lightly. I'm hugely grateful I could do that. And, you know, and I went on bioidenticals, but it was probably, Kate, I think about 5 years of just seesawing and getting the balance right, you know, of everything, because 1 month something might be a bit too much. And it was the body, I think, because my body was already in quite a heightened state of stress anyway. And that's why it's so important, especially as we transition into this moment of this time of our lives, that we really nurture ourselves. And that's what I say. It's the time where we should not be pushing forward even with more gusto, where we're really more gentle with ourselves. That doesn't mean we stop working and we go to, it just means really value yourself and look after yourself in the best way possible.
And like you've pointed out, having those conversations with those around you. Now, obviously, I know you've got two lovely boys as well. And again, it's fun, isn't it? Because I think when we kind of think about menopause, I always say, well, it's because I want to educate Sophie. I don't want her to, you know, have any of the things and go through any of the things that I went through. But equally, Darren, as you pointed out, you knew very little about it. Are your boys aware? Because I'm like, you know, Ollie probably knows more about menopause than most people now. And I feel like that's a really good gift, because he'll be a good boss, a good employee, a good employer, a good partner at some point. Are your boys embracing of the menopause, and have they sort of been more supportive since you've had those open conversations?
I think because we are quite an open house.
Yes.
I think we are. And it was a conversation that probably I would delve into a little bit more with them. But say, for example, you know, if there was extreme exhaustion one day, or, you know, I was a little bit tetchy, or, you know, just I was off kilter, I would just say, look, there's just my whole body. And you were actually really good. Darren said, look, you've really got to understand this. You know, it's a really big change that women go through. So it wasn't where it was talked about every day, but it was, I think it's so important, not only as women are going into the perimenopause and the menopause, but also for my sons to understand just women and their monthly cycles and how much of a roller coaster that can be for some girls and women, young women. So we've had very, very honest, open, because I think otherwise, if they're left guessing, I think that's worse. You know, if you've sort of, you know, if you've not had a personality change, but if you're just a bit tetchy, if you're a bit more ratty, I think it's much more, it's nothing you're doing. I'm just going through these huge changes and I'm not feeling myself. And I think then they can sort of rest and breathe themselves and not take it on as a personal thing. So I think, again, I would really encourage women who are perhaps a little bit more reserved than us, you know, please, just even if it's like what I do with Darren, is if I wasn't really wanting to have the talk, I would send him a podcast, or I would a little piece on a newsletter that I thought was short, impactful, helpful, because then you're not having that situation where if you're thinking, oh, I don't really want to have that face to face, you know, this is what I'm feeling. Just forward something on to them and just say, please, I'd really appreciate it if you just listen to this or just read this in your own time. So you really understand what's happening with me and you don't take everything so personally.
Yeah, that's really important. I think as the partner as well, if there's men out there in my boat and they're listening and they're at work, I would encourage their partner to send them it. And because I spend a lot of time in the car. Right? I'm driving with my work. What else would I be doing? Listening music on my phone, obviously through hands-free. If you get sent a podcast, you can listen to podcasts and it educates you so much. I have been educated on so many things this last 2 years purely because of the time I spent in my car. And there's a lot of people out there, men and women, who sit in the car for long periods of time, educate yourself, and especially the men, because you play a massive, massive part in support here. Like I said, I went into it not having a clue. I didn't even know what was going on. But you soon learn. You soon learn because you recognize the symptoms. You have people talk to you. And every so often I check in with someone once a month, ever since I retired, really. And he would always say to me, make sure you're supporting your wife when you're going through the menopause and all that stuff. So gentle reminders and educating yourself play a big part.
Yeah. And do you know what? It's funny because obviously, you know, Darren, you doing what you've done for so long and being surrounded by people with high profiles, by having that education, again, teammates, you know, back in the day, I'm not saying that their women, their wives would have been going through menopause necessarily at the age that, you know, you were actively playing. But it's really important that if there is a change in a partner for someone who is in the professional game, that they understand what's going on, because obviously that can detract from performing at their best. So again, Anna, whether it's like you've mentioned, just your ordinary cycle, where some women are experiencing terrible PMT and, you know, their partner's not at home, that's a really difficult thing for people as a couple. So I think that's why having you guys on is really good, because we can allow these conversations to go further than just this, that we can reach people who are, you know, playing games, their sporting accolades, you know, range high, that this message gets across to them. Because, you know, like you're saying, it could be their mum that's going through this at the time when you were possibly playing professional cricket, and you're not sure why was mum like that or what was that reaction. So like, by allowing players of teams, whatever sport that is, to know that this is what it could be, you know, could actually really, really help. And Anna, I know that you know, want to and have done lots of breath work and things like that with teams and sporting teams to help manage those times of stress, because I think that's kind of what happens in this life stage. Going on to that and moving on to that, what lifestyle changes have you made, Anna, in order to help you manage? And have you taking Darren along on that ride with you? And is there something that you're doing together? Because obviously you are an amazing, and I have said this, you are, in my personal opinion, one of the best breathwork facilitators that there is out there. You know, as I keep calling you, you're like the white witch in a lovely way. Darren may want to call you something else, but he won't do it here, I'm sure. But yeah, what are those lifestyle changes that you've made? And I guess, yeah, that Darren has supported you with.
I think one thing that we are really conscious of since sort of all of this is sleep. Sleep is, you know, yes, we can talk about the breath till I'm blue, you know, we can go on about that. I think it's, I've become much better at listening to myself, to listening to, and when I say listening, I mean, and I'd say about this probably weekly on the sessions I do with you, you know, on the app, it's really listening to the body. You know, just spending, I'm allowing myself now time to slow down if that's what I'm hearing coming up. And we only hear what we need when we really slow down and just, it's not taking a deep breath, it's just slowing everything down. Whereas before, I was a constant distractor, go, 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 don't listen in, just keep on distracting. And then we crash and then everything gets, you know, discombobulated completely because, as I've said, as you know, when we're highly stressed, the breath goes out of kilter. And when the breath's out of kilter, every sort of system in the body goes out of kilter. So that has been fundamental to me, is having a bedtime routine. So making sure that our sleep hygiene is as good as possible. We're not saintly. We go to bed. I still use my phone some nights. I'm not going to pretend that I don't. I'm not going to pretend we don't love TV. We love a box set, don't we?
Oh, I love Netflix. A box set. Yeah.
So, you know, but I think just it's good sleep hygiene, making sure you get your sleep, movement. Now, I've changed, you know, sometimes I will be more in the mood for HIIT, whereas before I was very much driven by HIIT, 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 HIIT. Hit, hit, never again listening in, which would exhaust me. So I've adapted my training. Like, for example, today we've done a long 10 or 12K walk, haven't we? I did a bit of a run in the forest. So I've had an abundance of nature. I've got my movement in. I haven't lifted a weight today. I'll change that to tomorrow. So I've just paid more attention to myself in a loving way, whereas before I never did. And then, you know, as you know, I love the cold water. I do that. I do saunas. I've just been down there actually before I came on. So I think it's just a time for women, and also young women who are still going through their cycle. It's really important to say this, that you know, if you are somebody who does have struggles, if you are someone going through a really difficult perimenopause or just a monthly cycle, it's really, really important that you've really got to nurture yourself. So good food, you know, nourishing foods. We talk about this, you know, diversity and, you know, hydrating the body. It's just we're less complacent than we used to be, aren't we? We're very aware now that we do need to get our sleep. We need to have nice movement in our lives, but also be more gentle with ourselves. Probably I was more guilty of not being so gentle with myself. So I've had to learn how to do that, which was challenging because I am someone who likes to be on the go.
And also what's important there as well is, but everything that Anna's saying for women is the same for men. Mm. I think men are more in tune these days, especially I came from sport growing up, made my debut in 1989, and there were no such thing as well-being, really, no such thing as a cold ice bath. They kind of come in around the 2000 mark, where we just use a dustbin, and it was like the odd person might get in, put a bit of cold water in, and out of a team of 15 players, you might get 3 people that would go in. And then over the years, that has become now where we've got them in the dressing room. Players, by habit now, as soon as they come off the field after a long day, the bowlers, they're in there for their period of time.
You go in?
I go in. Not as much as I probably should do, but what I'm saying, there is a big shift. Mm. And it is important that men out there as well find ways to look after themselves for their well-being, whether it be breath work, whether it be training, whether it be diet, whether it be listening to podcasts, whether it be meditation, whether it be ice bath, you know what I mean? There's so many things you can do as part of a well-being weekly performance that more people should do it. And I think I'm gradually seeing more and more sports people definitely go down that route. Not just female, because they were the leaders in this, but the men are joining in as well now, which is great.
That would look like doing breath work before they go out to play, you know, onto the pitch. Whereas before, so what we're saying is sort of what was the unnormal is now becoming the normal.
How does the breath control the stress, I guess? What are we doing? What is it allowing our body to do at that heightened stage of anxiety that obviously Darren's just touched on, if someone's coming out into a sporting field or if someone in that moment, you know, anxiety, depression, we know is one of the biggest things that shows up in menopause, often at night, again, when we're lying there and our brain's just switched off and all those thoughts just come flooding in. How would you help a woman control that moment?
Well, the thing, when you're in a heightened state of stress, you know, if it's physical stress or emotional stress, you know, the heart rate is elevated. When your heart rate's elevated, you're up in your fight or flight zone. And that is not where we want to be 24 hours a day. And sadly, what I'm seeing is so many people are living in fight or flight, even while they're sleeping. You know, because they wear these gadgets and we have a look at them and you've got good God, you know, you're still in a high stress state when you're sleeping. So it's all about, I try and get people to see their breath as the anchor. So if they start to get that reaction, you know, which we all have, the heart rate starts elevating. Now, sometimes we need that. We do need that. Of course we do. But most people are living like that throughout the whole of the day. So it's using the nose. I always say this. I think you laughed at a reel I did once. I went, we've got to use this, you know, because we're mouth breathers. We've become mouth breathers. So if I'm mouth breathing, so if I'm sat here and I'm just, it's sort of creating stress just looking at me. The breath is only coming into my chest. We're not getting the lovely oxygen. The gas exchange isn't working correctly. We're not getting oxygen down into our tissues. So it's just about a slight little tweak and giving them some education. Turn to using this only, slow it down, use the diaphragm, so the breathing muscle beneath the ribs, you know, so I'm keeping it quite simple. You can really adapt your stress response with breath alone, but you can also bring in energy with thought alone using your breath. So it's part of the autonomic nervous system that we can alter with thought alone. So the digestive system, for example, is an autonomic function. Now, if I eat a portion of fish and chips, I can't go to my digestive system, right? Can you just burn that off with thought alone? It's not going to happen. But if I need more energy, I can do a breath practice and go, I need more energy. Yeah, I'm feeling it. What do I need to do? And I can alter my state to bring more energy. Most people at the moment are needing more of this. So that's probably just where I go, how are you breathing? Are you feeling your mouth's very dry a lot of the time? Is your heart rate feeling quite, which we get the palpitations a lot as well during the perimenopause? It's slowing the heart rate down. Just think, if I slow my heart rate down, I'm slowing the nervous system down. It's as simple as that. And just focus on using the nose when you're not talking or eating. Just use the nose. There's no scientific papers out there that anybody will find, Kate, that will show there's benefits of using the mouth to breathe. None.
I'm going to come on to my final question, which I think I want you both to answer together or individually. What is the one thing you wish you'd known? And obviously, Darren, you're not starting the perimenopause, but before maybe Anna had come into it, what was the one thing you'd wish you'd known before starting perimenopause?
I'll let Darren answer it first.
Well, I wish I would have probably understood it before she actually happened. So then I could help from the off rather than be educated as it's going along. So, yeah, I mean, in an ideal world now, and nobody's going to probably go out and probably look into it if you've got a lad at 25 or whatever. He's got far too many things, hormones himself going everywhere. But if I could have just understood a little bit more than I did going into it, rather than learning on the job, would have probably been the best way to go about it. But going in blind and knowing nothing and being educated as they go along is probably not ideal. Yes, it helped as things went along, but going into it, I wish I would have known at a better base.
Anna?
I know it's going to be a cliche because it's what I do for my work, breath work. How I can alter my state into a calmer place by using my breath alone. It's free. We just need to know how to use it. So, you know, I always knew there were doctors out there. I always knew I could get HRT if I wanted. So I always sort of knew that was there. But I think just to have something so almost pure, something that it was accessible, something that is so easy to access, I think for me, it would have saved me a lot of discomfort. Because I was in a heightened state of stress and I needed to get myself calmed down. And I just, I didn't know about the power of breath work back then.
That leads me on to one thing, actually, which I wasn't going to ask you, but I am now because you said it. Like, I think what I'd love these podcasts to be is really sort of hopeful for women. So obviously, since you've navigated your own menopause, you are now doing something different. So it's almost given you as well a new opportunity and a new lease of life, and you know that it's not too late to start something different because you are now doing and have created something incredible that perhaps you might not have done if you hadn't have had that menopause.
And I say that to women who are, you know, because we feel very vulnerable during this time. I think I always say, look, I know it's really horrible going through these shadow moments. I always call it sort of shadow moments, the darker moments in life. But there's always something you're going to learn. There's always something you're going to learn, whether it means you need to implement a change, you've got to do a bit of work on yourself. There's always something positive that comes out of some of the most difficult moments in our life. So, and I say that when I do my talks, never, ever, ever lose hope. It's never too late. You're never too old. This is our second spring, as our lovely friend Katie Brindle says. It's time now for you to bloom. And that's what I encourage women. This is your time now to really shine, not to go underground. This is your time. You know who you are. And that's a big part of my work as well, is really sort of helping women feel this is the beginning of a new chapter.
Do you think it's important as well to actually, even for women who have not gone through the menopause, right? What about those thinking, if you're not quite sure and the things that can happen to you as happen to you and your body, would it be to educate themselves as well and make sure so they're prepared going into it, they know what they could experience, and then they'll be able to handle the whole situation better as well. And their partners would be able to be educated as well, because I think a lot of women probably don't even want to think about it, and then it's upon them and it's panic.
No, completely. It's like prevention is better than cure, isn't it? And it is that thing that I think so many women are right at the bottom before they realise that they've hit menopause. So I think, you know, hopefully via the mediums that we're doing here, this podcast, it gets shared, it reaches, you know, lots of people who might go, oh, okay, that's what's happening to my mum or to mum or, you know, whoever we can reach. But I guess that's for me to say, Anna and Darren, thank you so much for being on my first series, podcast Owning Your Menopause. For those that need to, Anna, where can they find you so that they can give you a follow and use your amazing services?
Well, obviously on the app, Owning Your Menopause. And then I am on Instagram, so annamarie.goff, so at annamarie.goff. And then I have a website, which is annamgoff.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You can learn more about owning your menopause by going to the website owningyourmenopause.com or following Kate on Instagram at @KateRH_fitness. If you have enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. Tell your friends and family and give it a great review so we can help support more women to gain access to information that will help them thrive through menopause. Thank you to our sponsor, Ancient and Brave. As a leading wellness B Corp and a member of 1% for the Planet, sustainability is at the heart of everything they do. This means donating 1% of all sales to environmental causes that protect the planet. By incorporating Ancient and Brave into your daily wellness rituals, you're supporting your whole body health without costing the earth. Use code OYM20 for 20% off your first order. Visit 1percentfortheplanet.org to learn more.